African Union peacekeepers have been patrolling the Somali capital of Mogadishu in their first deployment into the city since government clashes with insurgents came to an end. Ugandan troops rolled through the clash-hit areas of northern Mogadishu in what they described as an effort to boost local confidence in them and to learn about the city. The fighting has killed at least 1,300 people in recent weeks and turned parts of the capital into a ghost town. The UN has warned of a looming catastrophe, with thousands fleeing Mogadishu since February, most of them clinging to survival in nearby towns or out in the open. We spoke to Apostolic Nuncio in Mogadishu, Bishop Giorgio Bertin, about those affected.
From the point of view of people who have been displaced by the fightings between, March and April, it seems that they were around 350,000, a huge number, in fact. They are facing real problems. The fightings not only displace them, but put them in a very bad situation. There are even outbreaks of cholera. So there is the need of, first of all, security, but then also of access to these displaced people.